Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You're talking about breaking news. I mean, another report about that is that now, you know, working with CTN, WHBR, that they are working on being able to break in the standard program, regular programming, so that when a crisis happens, we don't have to wait till 5 o'clock. We don't have to turn to secular news. You're going to be able to turn to VFN TV. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about that.
Yeah.
That we're going to be able to deliver right then. And what I'm seeing, just to kind of give you, you know, more of that, is, you know, pretty much everybody is a, I mean, you look at like the Chicago Tribune, the New York Times, but I know the Chicago Tribune, I believe it was them that laid off their photographer, something like that.
Wow.
So I don't know. It might not be that, but it was like a large paper. The reason why they did is because everybody's a photographer today. You don't need some guy to show up with some big flash camera, go snap. I mean, what a job.
Peter, Peter Parker.
Nothing
no
more.
He just got unemployed.
Yeah, and I don't know who Peter is, but, because everybody has the ability to take a picture today.
Mm-hmm.
And so you are an embedded reporter. You are someone who can stand with us as we stand together to give a light perspective of the news. You have a an Android phone, you have an iPad, you have a smart device, you have an iPhone. You have, you know, all these digital devices. You have the ability to, with Facebook and other things that, you know, we have available for our listeners and our viewers, that when things happen, you're the one that sends us video. You're the one that sends us right from the scene, you know, pictures and interviews. You're the one that does that. And finally, the church is rising up and saying, we have a voice. We have a voice that we don't have to turn to this or turn to that. And we don't have to cover up the fact that the church is out there helping folks. The reason why that community came out of all they came out of, it wasn't FEMA. It was the church that went out and cut those trees down and brought those clothes in. And it was Samaritan's Purse and Operations Blessing or your church. And I've seen so many just recently coming through the floods that happened on the Gulf Coast. It was the church. It was you that went out and did that. And what you need a voice. And we hope to be a part of that voice where we don't have to break in and talk about some secular something. We can talk about you and what God's doing through you the whole time, and then God gets all this glory.
Mm-hmm.
And the enemy does not want the Lord to get glory. He does not want people to know that truly it was the love of God in the hearts of men that gathered money and gathered clothes and gathered food and took their strength and went out there and rescued those people.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to tell everybody. We want the whole world to know, because the church is doing beautiful things. And but they just kind of blurb it sometimes on secular media. Now, they're secular media. That's what they do. But we can actually take the whole thing. So I want to encourage you now, begin to pray. And so many different churches have media departments, and you're focusing on, you know, broadcasting that one message on a Sunday or that one on a Wednesday, and you're doing a great job at it. But think about this. You have all the other time that when things happen, you can capture a story.
Yeah.
You can actually get the story and make it available, and we'll make it available to the world. And that's what we want to do. And there's so many, I mean, even a 15-year-old young man, you know, would go out and take pictures of a particular disaster, but also they would look at and talk to somebody who has been prayed for and touched by God in the same situation.
Mm-hmm.
So we're able to say, yeah, it's horrific, but God was there to be able to minister to folks. So I want to encourage you, begin to pray about how not only just stand with us and sponsors as you are, and partnership and in prayer, but begin to pray about, you know, I want to be an embedded reporter for Jesus. You know, I want to be that Peter Parker guy or whatever you're talking about, you know, and I just see that, and think how many there are of us, and think how much of our story's not being told, and think about, you're seeing some things take place. And I'll tell you what, CBN does an excellent job of sharing, you know, but they only have a limited amount of time to be able to do that. And we're live every single day for 2 hours live. And on different television stations, you know, we're on those television stations, but we're 24 hours a day. We have the torch, and we can bring the light up. And you're going to be encouraged. When you see everything the church is doing, you're going to be greatly encouraged. Of course, we can't use all the footage and all that kind of thing. And once you do submit the footage, you know, you're releasing the rights to be able to, you're, to VFN TV, the daily radio program, to be able to broadcast, or whatever way we have to do that. But just think about it, all of us doing this together.
Yeah.
And it's not promoting somebody's church thing like that, but you're like, you're watching the action take place.
It's the kingdom.
It's the kingdom. And I would love to see something viral started as acts of kindness, you know, where you know, you're not videoing it just to be able to,
right.
to for self-praise, but you say, you know what, if I video this act of me giving this pizza to this homeless man, maybe if we made this, put this on VFN TV, then somebody else would go out and give food to this homeless lady. And then somebody else would come and get clothes. The next thing you know, you have this viral effect of being kind to those in need.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do that. Mm. We have a voice to the nations. We have a television program for the church to be able to do this in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus is Lord. And to be able to make him famous. And he is famous in heaven, and he's going to be famous here on earth in the hearts of men. And we're so excited. He's famous in our hearts. And I want to thank you for this year's anniversary that we're celebrating, and for everybody that's done everything that you've done. You helped to make this possible. It wouldn't have been possible without the Lord, without your prayers, and without your sponsorship and your partnership. And let's just believe God for another year. For truly, this is a network that God is building because of your prayers and through your financial gifts and support that comes from our sponsors and our partners. Thank you. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.